Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
It's important for us to like not have the full spectrum of vision.
Yeah.
Because like that means like you would be looking at lights, like don't look at a light because it's bad, but like you would be able to see like... That's great.
I just looked at a light and made a face.
Hey, Science Pals, it's Grace. Welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. I know, not having Josh on the pod today feels a little funky. So it's just me. Just kidding. Not just me. You guys are going to get Josh. You're going to get me. We're going to do a little pod replay today. In case you forgot, the sun is actively trying to kill you. So I just wanted to remind you about that with this little bit of a podcast replay. But before we do that, I'm going to read 2 ratings and reviews. So some 2 new ratings and reviews. You guys have been all over the ratings and reviews. So I'm going to read 1 from Apple Pod and then we'll read another one from elsewhere. You guys ready? This comes from BlueCords18 on Apple Podcasts. They said, great podcast. Give us 5 stars. It says, hi guys. Love the podcast. Been listening since episode 1. Ooh, you are OGRT, that's for sure. Heard you guys ranting about what goes into making content and thought maybe you guys should do an episode that looks into how you do YouTube videos or podcast episodes. Keep up the good work. Honestly, that's not a bad idea. I'm kind of here for it. I think it could be a lot of fun to do that. Blue Cords 18. Super interesting, actually. Like the science that goes into us putting together a podcast and us, you know, putting together a YouTube video. It's actually fairly interesting because we have a lot of human elements at play that we're constantly looking at. So I do like this idea. We might have to do that. On to another rating and review. I don't know why I just became British. You know, Josh is the one that normally does email, so I might have just like jacked this all up, but that's okay. So this one said, this is from Kira, and she said, love the podcast. Says, hi, Grace and Josh. Hope you guys are having a good day. I love the podcast. I've been listening from the very start, and I would check Apple Pods multiple times to see when the first episode would drop. Oh my gosh, we got 2 OGRT people today leaving podcast reviews. My name is Kira, and I'm my last year of college studying industrial engineering. Oh my gosh. Industrial engineering is no joke. That is some tough stuff. Like, that's impressive. This summer, I'm doing operations research engineering. If you don't know what that is, look it up because it's really hard to explain and I wouldn't do it justice. I completely understand that. I will look it up because I am interested. She went on to say, I really enjoyed your podcast on coding. I use Python in my internship every day, and it's such a great tool to use to manipulate and analyze data. I would love for you guys to do a podcast on the different types of engineering. Ooh, Kira, I agree. I love this idea. There's so many different types of engineering, and I think so many people don't understand it, and it's very interesting. Here's a joke for you guys. What do you do with sick chemists? If you can't helium and you can't curium, you might have to barium. That's a hilarious joke. Kira, thank you so much for your rating and review. And without further ado, here comes the sun that's actively trying to kill you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
UV light. We've done a lot with UV light here.
Big UV light people.
Really interesting discoveries that have been done.
Yes.
So.
On UV light.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
Okay.
First, we got to lay some groundwork. So the lens of the human eye blocks ultraviolet light, but in animals with UV transparent lenses, ultraviolet light reaches the retina, which converts the light into nerve signals that travel to the brain, where is the visual system perceives, like the visual system perceives them.
I did not know that animals could.
Yeah.
See ultraviolet light.
Yeah. So the human retina is sensitive to ultraviolet or UV spectrums down to about 300 nanometers, but the lens of the eye filters it out. So this adaptation perhaps arose to protect the retina from more damaging UV that comes in, because, you know, like AKA the sun.
Sure.
It also avoids the increased blurry effect of having too wide of a spectral range.
Yeah, I mean, if you're letting in too many things, it's just going to be messy.
Just clogged up.
Just going to, you have a distorted image.
Yeah, so since different wavelengths focus at different distances from the lens, like, it's important for us to, like, not have the full spectrum of vision.
Yeah.
Because, like, that means, like, you would be looking at lights, like, don't look at a light because it's bad, but, like, you would be able to see, like, that's great.
I just looked at a light and made a face.
You would be able to see, like, the rainbow coming off of the light. Like, it would be so overwhelming. I feel like our eyes have to do it in a way just to protect, like, the incoming information to not overstimulate.
Your head would just, like, explode.
It would. I think it would just be way too much.
Like, I don't know how you would function just seeing all the wavelengths of every light.
It would. I would go crazy.
I think you would just have to, like, lock yourself in, like, a dark basement.
To turn your brain off.
And just, like, have, like, one little light that you can control.
So normal color vision ranges from anywhere around the 380 nanometer, which is violet, to 750 nanometers, which is red. Most people can't easily see light shorter than 380 nanometers because the lens of the eye absorbs it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So ultraviolet light, or UV, ranges from 10 to 400 nanometers.
Okay.
and is not detectable by our eyes.
Right.
But if the lens is missing or removed, often due to cataracts, light below the violet range isn't blocked and can be detected down to around 310 nanometers.
Oh, so you could see it.
You could see it if your lens is removed.
Oh.
So without the lens to focus light, these people are farsighted and need corrective lenses to focus at short distances.
Sure. I was going to say, but what's the downside of having your lens removed?
Yeah. So I was, when I was doing this podcast, like writing it, I read this story about someone that went septic.
Okay.
That's when you're in the hospital and I think it's like a bunch of like bad bacteria like explodes around your body.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Septic is the body's extreme response to an infection. It is life-threatening medical emergencies, and septic happens when infection you already have triggers a chain reaction throughout your body.
Oh.
Yeah. So it often starts in the lungs, urinary tract, skin.
Sure.
Digestive tract.
The usual places where there's some bacteria going on.
Yeah. So I was reading this thing about this person that went septic. They basically, like one of their eyes, something happened.
Yeah.
And they basically were only able out of their right eye to see UV rays.
Ooh.
Because like their body went under such an extreme attack. Yeah. It like messed with
their
eyes.
With their eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And out of their right eye, they could see UV light, but out of their left eye, they couldn't. So they could like open and close see it. Yeah.
It's like a superpower.
It is super cool.
I feel like you'd have to wear like an eye patch though.
Yeah, I feel like it would be overwhelming. They said they were at like a bar. This was when they first noticed it. And they were looking at an ID scanner, like they were checking IDs under it. And so an ID thing to look at the ID is UV light. So they can like IDs have like invisible symbols.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that you can tell it's a real ID.
It's legit.
Yeah, yeah. And so like under the UV thing, you can see it.
Yeah.
And so they were like, why is the machine like glowing such a bright blue?
Whoa.
And they were like able to like see the UV.
That would be crazy.
Light. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super crazy.
Yeah.
There was this study at UGA, the University of Georgia.
Okay. Shout out.
They had a study to see if they could find that if people could see UV light.
Okay.
And it just opened up like this. They just asked this question. So according to almost any source about the light spectrum, visible light, the portion of the electromagnetic spectrum that is visible to the eye is at like 400 to 700 nanometer.
Right, right.
But like we know that UV range is like way lower and not detectable. Yet there's been new research from UGA that found that people can see ultraviolet light and there's actually health implications that can be pretty significant.
So we're realizing that we can.
Yes.
Some people can actually see it.
Yes.
Whoa.
So they basically had this very large range of participants, say young adults, that were able to detect isolated UV peaks at 315 nanometers. 100% of participants could see it at 315 nanometers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's not a like rare thing.
No. But it can go lower. So seeing it at like 310.
Right.
Is like a little bit more aggressive.
Right.
So every textbook that's written on vision, optometry, anything to do with eyes and psychology that has to do with sensation or perception, they literally all say the same thing, that like, you cannot see it. But now that's like been reversed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A big shakeup.
This is a big shakeup.
Yeah.
They also found that the ability to detect UV light dropped off dramatically among middle-aged participants.
You lose it.
Yes.
As you get older.
Which is, they say it's unclear why. I think it's just because your eyes get older.
Probably.
And like they get tired. Like there's so much UV coming through when you're younger and you have fresh eyes. And like then when you're older, like it's not as.
That's wild.
Yeah. So I think what's really interesting is like, I think that's why kids see the world so brightly.
Ooh.
And like can see, like they think about it. Like when you were younger, everything felt more just like.
Well,
vivid.
Life hadn't beaten me down then,
exactly. But. Yeah, right? Like life hadn't beaten you down, but like things looked more vivid.
Sure.
I feel like.
Yeah.
If you like think back to being like younger.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually pretty interesting.
That is
so
very interesting.
Yeah. They basically did this study to see like what would happen. They said that the team didn't set out to rewrite the rules of visible light, but basically they said that the eye can detect UV presence, which is pretty sick.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're clearly rewriting the rules.
Literally. So from a health perspective, there is a risk to the retina. If you can see the light, it's getting basically to the back of your retina.
Mm.
in a way that could potentially be damaging.
Okay.
There also may be implications for therapy using UV light, including applications for skin conditions and mental health.
You know, I'm thinking about it now. I actually had a procedure done to my eye that used a lot of UV light because I have in the one eye, which I think I mentioned this before and I was like, oh, we'll do an episode and I forgot. I have a thing called keratoconus, which is like where your cornea bulges out. They do this procedure, which I think at the time was called cross-linking. It might still be called that.
Sure.
Where they drop a bunch of special drops in your eye and then shine UV light. And it's supposed to strengthen the cornea or whatever to keep it from further bulging. And it did, which is great. But yeah, it was literally just like I was like on a table with a UV light
above you
shining in my eye for an hour or 2 hours.
How obnoxious.
And every like 15 minutes, somebody would come and drip something in my eye.
Ew.
Yeah. And then my eye felt like I had sand in it for a week or something.
Ow.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
It was not a good time.
No.
Yeah.
But what's really cool about this are there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered with further research.
I feel like that's everything.
Yes. But now we know this fundamental fact about vision and like, I think there's a lot more that can contribute to us seeing UV.
Sure.
So if you are a special case and you're young, you might still be able to see the UV spectrum.
Yeah. But obviously they have to better understand it and figure out.
They do. So don't go try to see the UV.
Yeah, probably don't go like look directly into a UV light.
Bad. Bad idea.
I mean, you know.
Very bad idea. So unlike humans, many animals see in ultraviolet, and a study now suggests that cats, dogs, and other mammals can too.
Oh.
So knowing these animals see things invisibly to humans could shed some light on why animals behave the way that they do.
Okay.
Which I think is pretty interesting.
That is interesting.
I don't know what happens like to humans. Like, you know how your dog can sense when you're upset or something?
Yeah.
Or not feeling good?
Yeah.
I wonder if something happens on like the UV spectrum as humans. That would be interesting. Like, do we look different? Like, do we shine different? Do
we have like, get a different glow?
You know? Yeah, do we have a different glow to us that they can like detect?
They pick up on?
Yeah, I think it's fairly interesting.
That is interesting. I wonder if we have to do an episode about that because I'm curious too. Because there's that whole thing of like people can train, you know, service dogs to detect certain things, you know, health conditions or whatever.
I wonder if it's how like they can literally see it.
I know there's like a whole big thing with smell.
I think it is interesting because like you're right, it is smell that they like can smell. And I just wonder like how do you put off like a different odor if something's gonna happen?
Well, and if it, I would be curious to look into it and see if there is a sight aspect as well.
Hey, if you want the pod.
If you want a pod about
write a rating and review and we'll do it. We'll do it.
Detection, yeah.
Like how service dogs do their thing.
I think it could be cool.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of animals that are known to have UV vision. Insects, such as bees, birds, fish, some amphibians, reptiles, handful of mammals, mice, rats, moles, marsupials, and bats.
The whole gang.
Whole gang's here.
Yeah.
Even in animals whose retinas aren't very sensitive to UV light, some of the light is still absorbed.
Okay.
So, in fact, humans who have had their eye lenses removed, like we talked about with cataracts.
Yeah.
And they don't have an ultraviolet blocking lens replaced. They can see these like UV.
So like a sunglass?
Basically,
Put like a little.
Essentially, yes.
Like a monocle.
Yeah. So this made me kind of think about like what do power lines look like?
Sure.
So apparently to humans, like obviously they don't look like anything to us. They're just these metal
just things, a wire.
Towers, poles.
Sure, yeah.
But apparently to animals, they look incredibly terrifying.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird because birds land on them.
They do, but they land on power lines.
Right.
I think this is talking about like towers, like the towers, the metal towers.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because power lines, like they're covered, like they're all wrapped up.
That's true. They're insulated.
Yeah. You see, you don't see birds standing on like the transformer box that's like on the wooden pole. They stand in the middle.
They get in the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So apparently they see these power poles and lines as lines of bursting and popping lights.
Weird.
That's because they can see the UV lights that are outside our spectrum of human vision.
Yeah.
So according to recent studies from scientists in the UK and Norway, it suggests that high voltage lines have more potential to disrupt wildlife behavior than previously thought.
Yeah, I bet. It'd scare them.
That would scare me.
Yeah. You just looked up and...
It's like lightning everywhere. Like
lightning exploding from this thing. Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
But these blazes of light are actually called corona discharge.
Okay.
So they happen where the power lines aren't well shielded.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and the concentration of electrons rushing through the lines causes the nearby air particles to ionize. Oh. And this forms a brief cascade of glowing plasma that triggers a burst of UV light.
Wow.
Sporadically.
That's intense.
Yeah, right.
But we can't see it.
No, we can't see it. So for humans, we're like, it doesn't bother us. Like,
looks fine to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hang on that thing.
Yeah. Don't we're like, that looks safe.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, so scientists have actually known for decades that birds can see UV light because their eyes have an extra type of cone cell specifically tuned to direct those wavelengths.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that
they've
cool?
They've got a special UV cone.
They've got special UV sunglasses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Built into their heads.
Built in, yeah.
But UV light and the corona discharge is invisible to, like, you and I.
Yeah.
So each of the three types of cones in our eyes aren't all that sensitive to UV light.
Yeah.
So there's no evolutionary reason for them to be, because our lenses filter most UV light before it even reaches our retinas.
Interesting. But for some reason they are. For some reason the cones are not sensitive to that light either.
And to, like, get a sense of that discharge, like what it might be like, we need a special digital camera.
Sure.
It's pretty interesting.
That is very interesting. It, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I wish there was a way to just, like, turn that on and then turn it off. Like, I want to turn it on and then just look at the, you know, see those power lines, but then turn it off because it would be very
It'd be cool to have, like, a switch where you can, like, blink and, like, change.
Blink and change your view.
Yeah. Be like, I want to see in UV. I
want to go to UV light.
I want to go to black and white. I want to go to...
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that would be...
HD.
I think we see in HD. We see in whatever. There is like a actual resolution that people have found that is, like,
is
equivalent
there?
To our eyes.
Oh, wow.
And it's very high. So yeah, this is comes from a scientist and photographer.
Okay.
Dr. Roger Clark. The information is coming from discovery.com.
That feels legit.
So basically they're listing it in megapixels. So if you know anything about cameras, the sensor of a camera is always, you know, it listed in megapixels.
I know nothing, so.
Well, if you have a smartphone, like an iPhone, normally, I think, except for this last year, the camera was 12 megapixels.
Okay.
Right? And then this last year, it jumped up in the iPhone 14 to 48 megapixels.
Oh, jeez.
Which is really high. That's a big,
high-quality
sensor. This person is saying that the resolution of a human eye roughly would be around 576 megapixels.
Holy.
So, like,
is that even possible to obtain?
I don't think so. I don't even know what the highest commercially available camera, like, megapixel sensor would be.
I see one for 102 megapixels.
Yeah. The
400.
There's a 400?
I mean, that's what this says. It's a 400 megapixel image.
400 megapixel multi-shot. So
it has 100 megapixel
sensor. Yep.
It produces a 400 megapixel image by composing six images shot in a quick succession.
Okay, so it's not actually 400 megapixel sensor.
No, it's
They're
100.
Using some technology.
Trickery.
To get 400, which is still short of the 500 and... like 576 megapixels that would be our human eye. So we're still a ways off.
Yeah.
That one is 100.
I mean, it says there's 150 megapixel.
Yeah.
But basically to get, like, the image, it has to lay a bunch of images on top of one another.
Right. I mean, it makes sense.
Interesting.
Like, that amount, you know, if you think about it, like, that is the image that you're gathering. And so that amount of data.
Sure.
Is just like, it would, I mean, the image would be massive. And, you know, when we open our eyes, that's what we see. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So I guess we can round this out by talking about, like, UV rays and, like, how to protect yourself from them.
Are you a sunscreen wearer?
No.
You're not. You're one of those.
I'm not.
I am an avid sunscreen. I won't go if I'm outside for longer than, you know, like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I got the sunscreen.
Yeah. I should be a sunscreen person. I am for my face, but everywhere else, I'm just kind of like, meh.
Well, is it like in makeup and stuff? Because that's what, like, my wife, she's the same way. I have to like fight her to wear sunscreen. And then she's like saying, well, I have it on my, it's in my, it's makeup on my face. And I'm like, well, yeah, but you can get skin cancer anywhere.
Yep.
What about sunglasses? You a sunglass person?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So growing up, my dad used to be like, I would love to sit and read in the sun. Mm. And he was like, you're literally burning your cornea and retina by using like reading on a white page. So he used to make me wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
When I read outside.
Yeah.
You're a sunglass wearer. You go everywhere with them.
I wear, yeah, and it's not even like, I mean, I like the sunglasses I have, but it's not even like, a lot of people have commented like, oh, cool sunglasses, like, you know, whatever. And I'm like, I just, my eyes are so like, I'm such a inside, you know, like editor, computer guy that if I go outside without them on, my eyes just burn.
Yeah.
So like, I cannot go anywhere without sunglasses.
Very rarely am I like, oh, I need sunglasses right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the second I walk outside, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, sunglasses are just as important as wearing a hat to protect against UV rays.
Yeah.
So UV light actually ages all structures of the eye, which is bad.
It's bad news.
Yeah. Cornea damage, cataracts, macular degeneration, thank you, are all possible chronic effects of UV exposure and can ultimately lead to decreased vision.
Yeah. So just all bad news.
All bad news.
That sunlight, that UV light.
It's just so aggressive.
It's just going to deteriorate your eye.
If you think about it, it is kind of insane that the light is like lighting the whole world. I know that sounds so stupid to say, but like it's this UV ray that is like just burning the world and us and well, like your eyes. I've like, you know?
That, I've made that comment to my wife about sun because she's a big like loves, you know, loves going out, loves... And I'm like, the sun is basically just a thing that is trying to kill you at all times.
Yes.
When you are out, it is actively trying to kill you. And yeah, we take, there's steps to avoid that, you know, sunscreen and sunglasses and, you know, like a hat or whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, it is literally a giant fiery ball in space.
Actively trying to kill you.
Admitting, or yeah, like emitting these rays that are trying to kill you.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So what's really crazy is the eyelid skin is the tiniest and thinnest. Sorry, it's not the tiniest. It's the thinnest in the whole body.
Yeah.
Like if you close your eyes, like, and you try really hard, like you can see like not through them, but like.
But you can see the light.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Weird.
So it's not.
It's not thick.
It's not blocking too much.
It's like you can see the red almost.
Oh, yeah.
So UV damage on your eyes and like your eyelids is like increased dryness, wrinkles, occluded skin, furrows, sagging, loss of elasticity. I mean, it's all just bad things.
It's bad for you.
It's like associated with skin cancer. It's, like
the sun is trying to kill you.
It's like if you go to the tanning bed. It's why they like don't tanning let you put the lights. Like you have to wear the goggle
thing. Wow, it's really bad for your eyes.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, but it's just. I could soapbox about it. I won't. But yeah, it's just bad. It's just bad.
Tanning beds shouldn't be illegal. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you and say like I've never been to one because like in the wintertime, I do like going to them just because like you don't get the sunlight. Right. Like I just go like once a week to get like
something.
I guess UV radiation. I don't know.
Get some radiation.
Yeah. I don't love them though. I do my best not to
go to them.
Go to them. Yeah. I haven't been in a very long time. Well,
that's
so
good. That's good.
But the, I mean, like UV light is just associated with skin cancer, period.
Big time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no good for us.
No good. And the front surface of your eye absorbs actually about 99% of UV radiation.
That's a lot on the front.
Yeah. So on the surface of the eye, this UV damage predisposes to cancerous growths.
Not good.
No.
Yeah. I mean, cancerous growths, good.
That's not what we're talking about today.
No, it's not what we're talking about, but it's no good. You don't want that anywhere. On or in your body.
No.
Just wear sunscreen.
Just don't tan.
Just don't tan.
Yeah.
That's my route.
Yeah.
But if you want to go out, just wear like a good sunscreen. You know, you can still enjoy the sun.
For sure.
Just wear a good sunscreen that blocks those harmful rays.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Just don't look at the sun.
Don't.
It is pretty cool though. We decided, or that science said that you can see a little bit of the UV spectrum.
That's a big change. That's a big shift that we can actually see. Part of the UV spectrum, it's not just animals anymore.
That's pretty sick. Well, potatoes. Thank you for this wonderful
sparkly episode.
Yeah.
Sparkly
episode. Wow.
Well, you know, UV light.
UV light. It was a cool. Sparkly. I really enjoyed it. We learned more about
cool.
UV light.
Very cool. I was, like I said, I guess I was dumb and did not even know animals commonly saw it in UV light.
You know, like, I truthfully didn't either. I didn't know that, like, my dog can see UV light.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't know that.
I hadn't realized that. So even that was really cool. But then to hear that humans can actually also see a little bit of it, that's really cool to know.
It's pretty sick. That's it for us on The Random Theory. Josh and I will be back next week with an awesome pod for you guys. So stick around until then. Thanks for listening. Leave rating or reviews wherever you do that. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye, Science Pals.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.